We agreed on the leadership functions of the would-be transitional government of national unity that would be established after a peace agreement. So we agreed on the leadership functions, that is, the functions of the president, the functions of the prime minister, and the functions that would be they would share joint functions. These are the ones we have agreed upon, but we still have to agree on the structure of the leadership.
So what are the discussions still ongoing about the structure of the leadership? What are some of these points that we are looking at here in this new agreement?
Well, from my perspective, I think if a peace agreement is going to be struck, it's a very serious commitment, and the two warring parties should shoulder the responsibility and steer the country towards unifying the country, uniting the country, and uniting the people, and also implementing the agreement. So I propose that it will be steered by the President and the Prime Minister. There are voices that want to include other structures within or between the Prime Minister and the President. So we left this to be discussed further. The President will discuss in Juba. I'm going to discuss in the bush with our leadership on how to go. And I think this is important. It is an important understanding. We have not signed it, but we have presented it before the IGAD summit and the heads of state and government are aware of this.
Is there a specific time frame within which this agreed upon segment of yet to be signed agreement to be implemented?
Well, first of all, this is just one aspect of the discussions we are making. We yet have to agree on system of governance and then the reforms that will be made after we have agreed on the system of governance. And also the accountability section. So we are moving forward, but we have taken a positive step towards getting to a peace agreement.
Several peace agreements have been reached over the course of this process since the war broke out. Now, what is going to be different with this accord that could be signed in the near future? Because more often than not, both sides have accused each other of derailing stipulations within the agreement that you have signed.
I think the agreements you are referring to are the 23rd January 2004 cessation of hostilities agreement. This is having problems. Particularly that the Ugandan forces have not withdrawn, and the four rebel groups that have been fighting alongside the government, these are four Sudanese rebel groups, these have not withdrawn from South Sudan. And therefore, that agreement, the cessation of hostilities agreement, has not been honored. Yesterday, we verbally confirmed and ordered our troops to commit to this cessation of hostilities. I hope that should hold. The other agreement we refer to is the status of detainees. All the political detainees have been released, and this has been settled or put to rest. I don't know of any agreement which you are referring to.
Why has this process dragged on for quite some time now, especially when both of you and President Kiir appear to want to bring some peace and stability, because all of you express concern about the suffering of the ordinary South Sudanese who is unarmed, especially women and children and vulnerable elderly. Why has this dragged on for all this while?
Well, part of it is the way the mediation is doing it, they get mediation. You know that we complain many times on the mediation process, and the government also, even as last week, also complained on the process. But we are trying to take charge now that we are talking face-to-face with each other. And I think there will be progress. And actually, we achieve the progress in face-to-face talks between me and President Salva Kiir.
What assurances are you and President Kiir giving to the people of South Sudan and the rest of the world about reaching an agreement that will hold and restore peace and stability and maintain South Sudan's territorial integrity?
You know, we don't want our country to be occupied by foreign forces. I know there is a threat about that. Our people are also suffering humanitarianly. They have been displaced. Many have lost their lives and property. It's a concern to me, and I believe that is also a concern to President Kiir. And therefore, we must push forward to get a peace agreement.